This week we are coming to you live from the Disneyland Resort. Stay tuned for more.
Ah, buenos dias, señorita. My siestas are getting shorter and shorter. Oh, look at all the people listening. Welcome to DL Weekly's Enchanted Podcast. Hey, Tag and Teresa, mi amigos. Pay attention, it's show time.
Yes, we are sitting here next to the Rivers of America. I'm watching a very, very, very strong crew of paddlers come through, rounding the bend on their canoe. The sailing ship Columbia is right behind us, and the Mark Twain actually just left not that long ago. It's a beautiful day in Disneyland.
It is a beautiful day in Disneyland. So we are, of course, coming from the Midwest, where it is not 66 degrees like it is right now in Disneyland. So it
and
is very nice
sunny
out.
It's beautiful. So, surprise, we're here. This was a little bit of a last-minute trip, even for us. So if you didn't hear, don't worry. We actually didn't make any sort of announcement because we booked this trip 2 weeks ago. So we're very, very excited to be here for the holidays. This is my first time ever being at the Disneyland Resort during the holiday season, so it's been pretty magical.
It's been almost 20 years probably for me, because I think the last time I was here for the holidays was in the very early 2000s. Now, I will tell you guys that it was almost impossible for Teresa to have our hangouts and live streams and not have Teresa say anything, because I was insisting that we did not tell anybody, and we just kind of came out of nowhere. So I am very proud of you, Teresa, and I'm proud of myself, because I'm also bad at spoiling things.
So if I seemed a little weird the last couple of weeks, now you know why. It was me trying to not spoil anything, which I tell you, it was very hard to not accidentally say something. And we'll kind of get into some of the stuff that we're excited about that we've also reported on recently that I had to, like, take a step back and not give away too much information. But the first super exciting thing was when we got to the parks today. So today is Monday, December 6th. We found out that It's a Small World was open. So we actually rope dropped Small World this morning. We were probably the fourth boat to go through since they reopened after they had been shut down for a couple
weeks.
Looked
great.
It did. I was almost overwhelmed, and I kept saying to Tag, I'm like, I couldn't tell what was new and what had always been there, because it was just so much. It's beautiful. I'm excited to go back on it and go back through.
Yeah, we knew coming here this week, because we reported on it, that it was going to be opening sometime this week. We thought maybe Friday. Now, we're not here until Friday, but we thought maybe Friday it would open, something
or
like
Thursday,
that.
Or Thursday,
So we're very happy. We didn't know. We checked the app last night, and it was still on refurbishment for yesterday, but it had said nothing today. But Teresa's been checking it, and that's kind of been the normal thing that's been going on. And so this morning we woke up, and while Teresa was getting ready, I looked, and it did not say refurbished. And when we got here, we got into the park, we got down Main Street, we were over on that side, and one of the cast members said that it is opening today. And there was these two cast members there with the Lion Starts Here signs. And one guy looked like a bouncer. I wasn't worried about him. There was another cast member who looked very afraid that she was going to get trampled by everybody. But actually, she did a really great job. We got back there on the attraction. Looked beautiful. Everybody, all the cast members seemed so happy to have
it
back open.
They were. They even took, there was pictures being taken by some cast members of everyone waiting at rope drop to get over there. Pictures taken of some of the first boats that went through. So it was really fun and exciting, not just for us as guests, but definitely very exciting for the cast members to have this wonderful holiday overlay attraction back for the season.
Now, we'll talk about the rest of our day in a minute, but we do have a couple news items that we wanted to make sure that we talked about on there. The biggest news item so far that we saw that broke today while we were actually here in the parks was that of the After Dark events that are coming back. So we did have, previously there were some Villains Nights scheduled and some Star Wars Nights, and those have been launched again. There are some different days for that. And then also another set of Sweethearts Nights.
So this is pretty big news, because some of you may be like us and actually had purchased tickets for Villains Night and for the Star Wars Night, both After Dark series. These were originally scheduled to happen in 2020. Well, as you all know, that didn't happen. So you could have either gotten refunds on your ticket, or if you held onto your ticket, you just automatically would have a spot saved for you at these new dates. So the new dates for Disney Villains After Dark and Disneyland Star Wars Night are for Villains Night is happening in March. So it's March 8th and 10th, and it's actually happening over in Disney California Adventure.
And then the Star Wars Night is happening in Disneyland, and those dates are May 3rd, May 4th, of course. And then for some reason, way out at the end of May, May 27th. Also, there is a quite a large list of dates for the Sweethearts Night, which is actually a new After Dark Night this time, because this wasn't something that they had rescheduled. Yep. And that's happening on February 1st, 3rd, 8th, 10th, and of course, 14th.
So my advice, I would say that the Villains Night and then also the Star Wars Nights are probably, if they're not technically, they're probably pretty darn close to sold out, because a lot of people did have tickets to these events that should have happened in 2020. So those tickets might be a little bit difficult to come by. However, like Tag said, Sweethearts Night's brand new, so nobody would have previously held tickets for that. So that one, it's probably going to be easier to get tickets for that. I'm curious how they're going to handle ticket sales, if there will be ticket sales for the Star Wars Night and Villains Night, since they are rescheduled events.
So the Disneyland website does say that tickets can be purchased online beginning January 11th, subject to availability, for the Villains Night event. For Disneyland After Dark, the Sweethearts Night, tickets are going to be on sale at Disneyland.com starting on December 9th, no earlier than noon Pacific. For Villains Night, those tickets are going to go on sale January 11th on Disneyland.com with no time. And then for the Star Wars Night, those also go on sale January 11th on Disneyland.com. So if you previously had a ticket for the Villains Night or Star Wars Night events, you can exchange them to one of the nights of the new event, same theme, anytime from today through January 8th. An exchange for the Disneyland After Dark Star Wars Night ticket for the May 27th Star Wars Night can be made, but an additional fee equal to the difference in price between the 2020 and the 2022 tickets will be made. So if you go to Disneyland.com/extras updates, we will have the link in the show notes. They'll have more information. You can also call guest information ticket sales by January 8th to talk about this. We did have our community manager, Kate, called. She actually was on hold for 2 hours. So just be aware that a lot of people are going to be trying to contact this. But I'm glad that they brought some After Dark Nights back.
Yes. Oh, for sure. Well, and I, you know, it's really not any surprise since we had Oogie Boogie Bash. Currently, Merriest Nights are going on right now. So, you know, Disney has proven that we can go back to doing some of these extra special ticketed events. So it's been a long time coming for Villains Night and for Star Wars Night. And so I'm glad that time is finally here for those to be able to enjoy both of those events.
Yeah, I was wondering if they were ever going to announce anything about this, and they finally did. So that's turned out great. So now we're going to kind of talk about, well, what we've already done. We'll start, I guess, with that. And then we'll go into what we plan on doing over the next few days. And you'll hear more details about what we were able to accomplish from that in next week's episode. By the way, we do have another part of Stephanie's interview that will air in the future or as a bonus episode at some point. So just, there is more from Stephanie. We just, this trip kind of got wedged in here at a weird time. So there will be more of that in the future.
Hey, Weekly Tears producer James cutting in because we got a bit more information that fits in the news, so you're going to have to listen to me quick before we get to Tag and Teresa's report from the park. Just wanted to share for anyone out there coming to the park soon that Genie Plus is going to come to Disneyland starting December 8th, so that's going to be here the day that this is coming out. So if you're in the park right now listening, you should go and check out the Disneyland app and see the Disney Genie free service that's available, as well as exploring some of the other features like the access to the Lightning Lane for the additional fee. I'm sure TNT have talked about that plenty for you, and you can find that information on the app or look for a noticeable cast member who can help you out or check out a previous podcast episode. I'm sure you've got the details by now, but that's enough of me talking. Let's get back to Tag and Teresa talking about their time in the park.
So today, well, actually, we'll start yesterday. So we flew in yesterday. We didn't get into Anaheim until like 5:30, 6 p.m., somewhere in there. And once we got settled in, of course, at the Howard Johnson, one of our favorite places to stay here, we decided we were going to spend the evening in Downtown Disney. Holy cow, wow, I didn't realize that Downtown Disney was the place to be on Sunday nights.
Oh my goodness,
yes. It was very, very busy. Mm-hmm. We decided to have dinner, of course, at Earl of Sandwich, because this will probably be the last time that we're able to eat at that location. So we needed to get some of that goodness in. We just kind of had a chill night. We spent some time over. There's a stage, of course, down by Earl of Sandwich that had all sorts of different holiday bands going on. There was kind of like a swing band that was going for a while with a singer. And then there was a three women that were singing songs. They had a very retro vintage feel, and they were very fun. So yeah,
they had
we
a lot
kind
of good energy.
Yeah, we just enjoyed the atmosphere down at that end of downtown Disney when we first got here.
Now, I don't think I've ever been to Earl of Sandwich with the line that we had there. It was quite a line. But it moved. It was nice. The cast members that are working there, excellent as always. They were very friendly. Mm-hmm. They got food out really quickly. We enjoyed kind of hanging out there a little bit and enjoying some of the decorations in downtown Disney, like Teresa was saying. Then, of course, we kind of hopscotched our way back down through a bunch of different stores through downtown Disney. So we stopped at the dress shop and Marceline's Confectionery. We went to
the Trading Post.
The Trading Post, which I am so happy because one of the things that I've commented to Teresa a few times is the last few times we've been to the park, I felt like there hasn't been any new pins or anything like that. And I will tell you, it seems like the dam has broken on that one because there are pins, new pins all over the place.
Pins everywhere.
At the Trading Post, but not only at the Trading Post, almost anywhere that sells pins, there is an awesome set of Star Wars pins mm-hmm. that I am looking at. I can't buy them. They're a little pricey for me. But there's three pictures representing the three movies from each of the three different trilogies, and it comes in one set, and it's like $75, and it looks super cool. So there's also a pin set that has the posters and stuff from the original three Star Wars movies. It's a separate thing, and that one looks cool too, but man, this is such a cool like pin set.
So then after that, we went over to the Grand Californian because, of course, we had to check out the giant gingerbread house that is there. Of course, it's a replica of the Grand Californian itself. But we were in for a little surprise. First, we walked in and Santa was there.
Yes.
So that was a pleasant surprise. Then we walked a little further, got into the lobby, and there was live music going on. They have carolers that were set up in front of the gingerbread house performing. They were super fun to watch. I will be honest, I was a little sad because they were set up in front of the gingerbread house and they had it like sectioned off so you couldn't actually get up to the gingerbread house to look at all the really amazing details. So we do plan to go back so that we can get up close and really take a good look at it.
And the line for the treats that were next to it too was also like out the door. It was crazy. Their Santa was really good though, by the way.
There was a ton of people in that lobby though enjoying the festivities and such. That was really fun because usually when you go into the Grand Californian lobby, it's, you know, kind of like there's people, but it's not full. There was quite a few people there enjoying the evening, which was very nice to see.
Yeah, absolutely. We went to World of Disney after because we came back and went back into downtown Disney. We kind of perused through there, and poor Teresa. What were you looking for?
There's a certain top that I've had my eye on that I was going to buy off of Shop Disney, but decided against it because it's a holiday top, and I'm like, I don't know if it's short sleeve. So I living in Wisconsin, short sleeve. You know, festive winter attire doesn't really go well. So I really wanted it, but I decided I wasn't ever going to wear it. So I passed on it. Well, here I am in Disneyland. Perfect place to be wearing a short sleeve festive top, but cannot find it yet in my size. So that's one thing I'm looking forward to is maybe, hopefully, eventually finding that red and white top in my size.
Yeah, I can't believe it. All they have is like extra small. Yeah.
Apparently,
like a ton of extra small.
It's a very popular print, apparently.
We've seen it on a few people, so that's probably pretty good. After that, we kind of went over and took some pictures in front of the gates of Disneyland because we didn't have a reservation to go into Disneyland yesterday. But we did hang out and wait and watch the fireworks from the Esplanade for the Believe in Holiday Magic fireworks, which looked great. I will say it was unfortunate last night because I feel like there wasn't much wind, I guess, and the smoke from the fireworks kind of hung out, which made some of the fireworks harder to see. Hopefully tonight that will not be the case, but the weather here has been really great. I know we kind of talked about it a little bit already, but the only time it was a little chilly was hanging out in the Esplanade where it was kind of more in the open. Downtown Disney, because of all the people, felt really great. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we walked back to the hotel and kind of settled in for the evening and got up this morning, of course, all excited to come over to the park. And we had a great morning in the park. I think that this morning up until now, because I don't know what the future holds, it's been like one of my favorite Disney trips in a long time because it's just gone, everything has gone really well. There hasn't been a lot of waits. It's just been really, really great.
We've had some extra fun surprises in there too, so we'll just get into it. So as you know, first surprise this morning for us was being able to rope drop and get on It's a Small World holiday because, as we all know, it had been down for so long, and there was, yes, we knew reopening was happening soon, and even that was a big deal last week when they announced that it would be reopening soon. So that was a really fun, magical surprise to be able to experience that. After Small World Holiday, we walked over and basically walked on the Matterhorn.
Yes.
So we took a trip, saw Harold. He's great. We did have a little bit of the one hiccup we had this morning was finding breakfast options.
Yeah.
We were assuming that Red Rose Tavern would have breakfast again, which, silly me, after we were thinking about this, I'm like, I'm pretty sure, I think I remember reporting that they stopped doing breakfast. But when we were here living in the moment, we forgot about it. Plus, I was very focused on that eggnog cold brew, so that's all that mattered to me with Red Rose. So that was a little difficult finding breakfast options, but we eventually found breakfast over at Galactic Grill in Tomorrowland.
Yeah. So I got some French toast sticks, which are actually pretty good.
They were good.
Yeah, Teresa ordered a like fruit assorted fruit thing, and she got her peppermint cold brew, right?
Yeah, it was a peppermint mocha frappe. So my review on that, it was like a 3.5 out of 5 is what I'm going to give it. It was good, but I guess I assume that peppermint mocha meant the whole drink would be flavored like peppermint and chocolate, but it was actually just that they put like peppermint pieces on top of it. So my recommendation, mix in that whipped cream and those peppermint pieces to give yourself a more festive cold or a more festive cold coffee drink.
Sure. Like I said, I thought the French toasts were good. I just had like a Sprite with it. Nothing exciting there. After that, we left and went over and got on Space Mountain because that also had a short wait. And we did check out a couple stores. We went into the What's the alien store there?
The Little Green Men.
The Little Green Men shop, and looked around. Teresa did some pin trading. I think she traded for a really great pin. She found a Fast Pass pin, like an old school Fast Pass. And I said, you have to trade for that because that's going to be like a thing in the future, right?
Mm-hmm.
So she traded for that, and we kind of looked around, and then we went over to Space Mountain. And Space Mountain was, like I said, 15 minutes or so. We got on it, and the attraction was great as usual. The second after the flash went off to take our photo, we came to an immediate stop. And then they announced that the attraction was stopped for now. They were going to turn the lights on and be pushing all the cars through. And we were like, why couldn't this have happened 30 seconds later when we were in? They would have turned the lights on. It would have been amazing. These great cast members came, these two tiny cast members, they were so small it seemed like, and pushed our car up the track a little bit until we got into the load zone. Man, if it would have been 30 seconds later, I think we would, or earlier, it would have been like a bucket list item for both of us.
Yeah, we would have been in the big dome of it, but that's okay. We still have things left on our Disney.
It was cool,
list, though. It was neat.
It was still cool.
Yeah, it was interesting being in that tunnel, but it was fun. After that, we decided to go over Roadstar Tours. Tag happened to be the rebel spy on our trip. That has never happened any time that we've been there, so that was very exciting. After that, I got my book.
Oh, wait. For us, is we had two of the three scenes that play were new for us.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So Kylo Ren came out in the beginning instead of Vader, and then we had Maz Kanata came out and talked to us, and then there was a Jakku scene that I hadn't been in, that I hadn't seen before. There was a crate scene that we had seen before, but I thought it was really good.
It was very fun.
And then we did Buzz. Like,
so then, yep, then we went over, and I got my butt handed to me on Buzz Lightyear. I don't know why, but I'm awful. Just awful.
Well, part of the thing is you have to figure out where your laser is pointing. And I noticed what I usually do in the beginning. Here's a pro tip for you folks. And maybe we'll write it again, Teresa. Maybe you can learn. So if you look along the like targeting thing that's on the top and you shoot, it's at a target, and you just keep moving your handle around until you find where it starts flashing green. Where you find that is where you need to aim. So mine was actually to the left and up from my gun.
Gosh.
So I just had to remember that. So
I have too hard of a time aiming the gun as it is. Now I have to try and remember, oh, it's actually not where you think it is. See, it's just too complicated for me.
No, that's okay.
Midway Mania, that one's good. Like, that one I understand. Like, I can line stuff up on that. That one's good.
My arm just gets tired of that one.
Still learning on web slingers. That one takes a little bit of getting used to with it catching your arms.
You have to do finger guns or whatever in the future for that one.
So then after that, we actually met... Oh, no, we went over to the monorail next.
I was so excited to go on the monorail.
Very pleasant ride. It was very cool. The sun was out at this point, so I had actually shed a layer and took my sweatshirt off, and it was, just beautiful. It was fun looking down into the empty submarine lagoon to look at the work that they're doing there. It looks really good. It looks very beautiful. They're cleaning up and repainting all of the outdoor part that we could see. So it looks like it's going to be really nice when that reopens later.
Yeah, we ran into another weekly tier while we were hanging out there. And we went from there to Main Street and we kind of hung out. We went through the new holiday shop on Main Street, which was really cute. And they have some really great ornaments in there, actually.
Lots of ornaments.
I'm really impressed with their selection and the quality, it seemed like, of the ornaments. Mm-hmm. The only problem for Teresa and I is we are too afraid to buy any ornaments because we don't think it will make it home in peace.
Yeah, I really wanted to buy an ornament that the cast members could, you know, write on. But all of the ornaments that they would be able to write on were the, like, glass ball type ornaments. So I was too nervous to try and get that in my suitcase and get it home in one piece. So I chickened out.
Yeah. So we walked up and down the shops inside of Main Street on the one side that has the holiday shop. We went over to the Emporium, of course, and looked around. Teresa bought a shirt for herself, which...
Not the shirt I'm looking for.
No,
a different shirt.
Unfortunately. We did look for that shirt, but...
It's going to be like every shop we go in. We're going to just keep our eyes peeled and see if we can find it in close to the right side or the right side.
Yeah, so basically, we did all of that, and then we took some photos in front of the Christmas tree on Main Street, which was nice. Man, I'll tell you, that is obviously a focal point for people to take photos because it was very hard to try to get a photo without other people behind us.
But it was fun. After Main Street, we decided to head back to Bakchu.
Oh, no, wait.
What?
So we stopped because the Dapper Dans were on Main Street. And they were, of course, great. They were on the horse-drawn trolley. And it was super cool. And poor Teresa is trying to take this beautiful video of them singing. And the horse was being
nature
great,
called.
But nature called for the horse, and not what you're used to. It wasn't a number two. It was a lot of number one this time, and I felt really bad for the custodial cast members that showed up a little bit after that and looked, oh, geez, we're going to have to deal with this. But it was something new. So, you know, experiencing new things is great.
Yes, yes.
Then what did we do?
So then after that, we made our way back to Batu, decided to see how we would do against the Resistance. So we did get to ride Rise of the Resistance. Awesome, as always.
Yes.
Then we decided to go do something a little different for us, and we had lunch in Batu. But instead of getting a Ronto wrap, like we normally do, we decided to go to Docking Bay 7. I had the Felucian Kefta and Hummus Garden Spread, which was made with Impossible Meatballs, herb hummus, tomato cucumber relish, and pitas. Delicious. It was, I was rude. I just realized in this moment, I didn't even offer you a bite. I should have.
That's okay. I didn't offer you a bite
really,
of my stuff either.
It was really, really good though. So I had that. And what I did, so they had the pitas kind of off to the side. I kind of made them into little wraps. So I took and cut up the little Impossible Meatballs, put some of the hummus spread on it with the tomato cucumber relish. Mwah. Super good.
It looked really good. I did kind of laugh because I did go up to the counter to order this for the two of us, or to pick it up for the two of us because we mobile ordered. And Teresa's came in like a cardboard box like you would get for like takeout. I ordered the pork broth noodles, which is angel hair pasta with bok choy, mushrooms, roasted pork, and yuzu tomato compote with a pesto tonkatsu broth. And I thought, so I will tell you, my first impression was it didn't look like it was going to be great, but it tasted amazing. We talked about it on the show as one of the
specials. Is one of the specials that they have at Docking Bay 7 for Life Day, so that was pretty fun. And of course, because we were at Docking Bay 7, and I had to, I also got the Cold Brew Black Cap, which I have had before. Super yummy, super delicious.
And you would
delicious.
Rate this one out of 5?
I would say out of 5, it's probably a 4 out of 5.
So,
super yummy.
So my... we should go back. My French toast sticks from this morning, I'd give like a 3 out of 5 because like they were just French toast sticks. There wasn't anything like spectacular about them. Your fruit cup, I know it's fruit, so probably like 3 or 4,
yeah,
4 out of 5.
Yeah.
For my thing at the Docking Bay 7, I would give it a solid like 4.5 out of 5 stars probably. Like I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, I'd probably say that about mine too. 4.5 out of 5.
It was yummy. Usually you kind of like pick through food and kind of go through it slowly. You like downed this.
Yeah, you're right. We'll say 5 out of 5. The only reason I'm saying 4.5 out of 5 was some of the meatballs I wish were they weren't as warm as I would have wanted them to have been. And I don't know if that was because they were in the hummus and in the relish, you know, so if those cold things kind of cooled the temperature of the meatballs down. But the only reason it doesn't get 5 out of 5 is because I wish the temperature would have been a little warmer.
But the flavor was good.
Oh, it was so good.
I'll tell
so
you, Docubay 7, man, they've made some really good food over there. The stuff that was on top of it was, I think, the same cut of meat that they put on the Ronto wraps, because it was like that thin sliced stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It was really good. Man, that was good. So then afterwards we went, and we were originally going to sit, we're going to sit and record over by Splash Mountain, but I think like everybody knows that there's seats back there now, so
yes,
we couldn't
yes.
find anything.
It's kind of an extension of Pelican's Landing, I guess would mm-hmm. be how I would explain where this little hidden seating area is, but it's hopping. Everybody knows about it. So we actually found a new place that we didn't even know existed.
It's across from the entrance to Big Thunder Mountain Railroad,
yeah.
right next to the dock.
It's great. Like, it almost feels like we're not supposed to be back here kind of a thing. It's, like, this perfect little hidden spot. And I'm actually looking across the way here at Tom Sawyer's Island. There's a bunch of picnic tables that I've never noticed either.
We did talk about, we are going to record some more for next week's episode later during this trip.
Sorry, I got excited. Princess Tiana is on the Mark Twain in her, look at her cute little, like, shrug that looks like lily pad leaves. How cute.
So
sorry.
That's okay. It's exciting. For later in the week, what we will do is we will probably try to be on the east side of the park, maybe by It's a Small World or by the Matterhorn or something like that, to get off the west side. Because I feel like every time we've recorded, it has been on the west side.
I tell you, though, it is fun trying to find these kind of little, like, hidden spots that we can sit and record. We always feel a little bad. Not that it's, I don't know if it bothers other people if we're sitting next to them recording. And we don't want to sit in a super busy
yeah.
area and take a table for too long when people are trying to eat and that sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been really fun to, like, find these little hidden spots.
We did, the last time we were in the parks, we did sit over by the Haunted Mansion, and I felt like we had a lot of, it was a very busy area.
Yeah.
So I feel like a lot of people kind of gave us the side eye, but here it's been really nice. This is great.
I don't know if it was the side eye or if they were just like, oh,
what's going on there?
What are they doing? You know,
yeah.
kind of interested.
So what's our plan for the rest of this week? That's kind of the idea.
Yeah, so our plan, the Disney gods apparently were smiling down upon us when I was making these reservations, because somehow I managed to book our reservations ahead of the Candy Cane schedule, and we have the correct starting parks for Candy Canes both Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday,
now,
which is
to
like
be clear. We're
amazing.
Only here for a couple hours in the morning on Thursday because we
yeah.
do fly home.
Yeah, so that's like last ditch effort
yeah.
If we can maybe try and get one on Thursday. But anyways, so I think we have I'm pretty excited. I think we have pretty good odds of finally getting a Disneyland Candy Cane, which
I hope
is.
So.
On my Disney bucket list.
Me too.
I'm beyond excited about that. So, scoring a candy cane, that's high on the to-do list. And then we've got a ton of food that we're looking forward to, both in the parks as just, you know, seasonal offerings, but then also all of the different Festival of the Holiday booths. We mark down all sorts of different things we want. So just real quickly, we're not going to list everything. In Disneyland, we're hoping to maybe try the pumpkin fritters over at Royal Street Veranda. Of course, I want to try the eggnog cold brew at Red Rose Tavern.
Teresa laughed at me because I put down for the Harbor the Harbor Galley the seafood boil for two. I did look at the serving size, and I feel like I could easily put down the two-person serving size. So
for those of you that don't know, seafood is not my thing, so it's not like...
Unless it's sushi.
Yeah, and only certain sushis, but yeah, so that's definitely not... I would eat, like, I don't know if there was potatoes or corn with it, that would be the part I'd eat, but I wouldn't eat anything else. So if Tag orders the seafood boil for two...
It's all me.
All his.
Now, I'm excited for the chocolate mint macaron that
you
can get at the Jolly Holiday and the hot cocoa creme brulee at Cafe Orleans. I'm not sure. That one seems like it'll be a little harder to get. That and the cookie butter creme brulee, because both of those are at dining locations that are you can't just walk up and get.
Yep. Over in DCA, now this is just the like regular DCA menu. This isn't the Festival of the Holidays. There's a holiday lemonade over at the Hollywood Lounge that I'm curious to try. And there's also deconstructed, I don't know. There's not as much food in DCA, so I'm just going to leave it at the holiday. I'm curious about the holiday lemonade that you can find at the Hollywood Lounge.
Teresa put it on there, and she said, I put it on there for you, and I didn't really pay too much attention of it, but then I looked into it, and I was like, you were absolutely right. At Cozy Cone number 3, they have the Creepy Pesto Alfredo cone that I'm excited
mm-hmm.
to try. But I think where we're going to get most of our food from is going to be the Festival of the Holidays when we're over there.
Yes.
And there are some definite things there. Of course, the top of my list, and I've seen mixed reviews, so I'm a little iffy about this one, but I really, at the Twist a twist on tradition. There's the beef brisket Wellington, which I love beef food in general, mm-hmm. and I like beef Wellington a lot. So I'm excited to try their version of that.
At the same booth, of course, you know, I'm going to be trying the churro toffee cold brew.
I might actually taste that.
Ooh, I'm so excited about that. Making spirits bright, there's a hot cocoa macaron that we're looking forward to.
Can I ask you a question about coffee real quick?
Sure.
So what's the difference between like an iced coffee and a cold brew?
How you brew it. So iced coffee, you brew it with hot water, whereas a cold brew, it's brewed like in the fridge.
Interesting.
It's like, you know, kind of like how
an iced tea almost? Yeah. Interesting, okay.
So it's like sun tea versus like iced tea that you do in the fridge.
Interesting, okay.
Yeah.
I just was always trying to figure out what the difference was.
And the difference, too, is flavor. Cold brew doesn't have the bitterness that
maybe
coffee.
I would like cold brews.
You might
then.
Like cold. Yeah, you could
because
like
I don't like the bitterness of coffee.
So next cold brew I get, remind me and you'll try it.
Well, I'll try the churro toffee cold brew.
Okay. But yeah, there's all sorts of different things on here that we're looking at. Paradise Garden Grill. There's a Torta El Pastor. There's street style tacos that we're looking forward to. Brews and Bliss. We're looking at the Impossible Chorizo Queso. Winter Sliderland, I want to try the prickly pear tea lemonade.
Now, I was joking with Teresa that she keeps ordering all these like veggie things, these like impossible things, but they've always been
so good.
And you're not a vegetarian.
I'm not. No, I'm not officially a vegetarian, but I do tend to do a lot of more like plant, like if there's good plant-based offerings or good non-meat offerings, I'm all for it.
But you like a good steak,
too. I do like a good steak, yes.
I'm also excited for the hot cocoa macaron, of course, me and macarons, at Making Spirits Bright in the Festival of the Holidays. Now, one thing we're going to test is we're going to get one Sip and Savor Pass because, as we talked about on the podcast before, if you use your Sip and Savor Pass tabs, you want to use over a certain dollar amount for each of the things. Otherwise, you actually lose money on the pass.
Yeah, I think the good point is $7. You want to try and aim for things that are over $7. Yeah. So part of the list that we created, we actually went through and put down the prices next to all the different things. So we're kind of figuring out what to use the Sip and Savor Pass for and which ones just to pay for out of pocket.
Like, for example, the Brews and Bites, there's an Impossible Chorizo Queso, which is $6.50. That one we'd probably pay out of pocket. Or you got the Carnitas Mac and Cheese, which is $8, which is going to be a better deal for that.
Yeah. And like ones like for sure. So maybe, I don't know, maybe we do $6.50 for the queso because that's only 50 cents different.
Sure.
Because you do have ones like the hot cocoa macaron is $5.50, so that one you definitely would be taking a hit on.
I'm concerned that I'm going to like the beef brisket Wellington, and that
you're just going to keep eating it.
That I might want like more than one, we'll end up using a thing because that's $8.50.
Yeah,
that would be a good use of a Sip and Savor tab.
Definitely. So all sorts of things that we're excited for. Oh, we didn't even talk about like normal stuff to be excited for.
Oh, no,
candy
you went right
canes,
into the food.
Food. That's all we've talked about. Other things that I'm excited for. I've never seen the holiday parade. I know there's mixed reviews, and I've even said it too,
that
it does need to be a little bit updated, but I've never actually experienced it, so I'm very excited to experience that tonight. Yes, I'm hoping to do it tonight. There are two showings, I believe.
I want to see the later show,
I think. And we're going to try for the later showing so that all of the Christmas light or all of the holiday lights will be on and just make it a little bit more magical. I've also never experienced the fireworks show.
Except for
outside in the Esplanade. So I'm excited to experience the holiday fireworks show as well.
So the fireworks show is tonight at 9. So earlier than last night, because last night was 9:30. And the parade is at 3 and 5:30. So 3 o'clock goes to be light out. Yeah. So we'll definitely hit 5:30.
We'll hit up that 5:30 one. So
then we can do some dinner.
And then another just simple things that I'm looking forward to, since this is my first holiday time at the resort, is seeing the castle lit up with all of the icicles.
They have a
and
ceremony.
The snow, all of that stuff. Seeing Small World lit up on the outside with all of the different holiday lights, too. And just kind of soaking in the atmosphere.
We should try to watch the parade from the hub, because right after the parade goes through is the winter lighting ceremony at the castle. So we can boom.
Perfect. And then over in DCA, some things, I'm really looking forward to the entertainment that's coming along with the Festival of Holidays, because there's a swing band that plays that looks very fun.
Is that over in the Paradise Garden Grill area, or where is that?
No, that looks like it's right in front of the lagoon area.
Oh, in that stage area. Okay, cool.
So there's a couple of different live performances that I'm really looking forward to over in DCA.
Do they still have the Miguel show that we sort of
they
saw?
They do not, because now it's the Viva Navidad Street Party, which is I think it takes place about the same area that the Coco, the Celebration of Coco show takes place, in front of the Paradise Garden Park.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm excited for all of that stuff. I'm just really excited because, like I said, already today, this has just been a great trip already this morning, and I can't see that it's going to be any different the rest of this. And, of course, all of the stuff that, again, I haven't been, you've never been to the for the holidays, mm-hmm. and it's been so long for me. It'll be really exciting to see all of that stuff again. So, very looking forward to it. If you're hearing this, you know, this gets posted on Wednesday, so if you hear this on Wednesday and you do see us in the park, go ahead and say hi.
We're not, since this was kind of a last-minute trip for us, and we didn't announce it either since it was so last-minute, we're not going to do any sort of official meetup this time around. But, you know, we have been letting Weekly Tears know kind of where we are, so follow, look at Instagram. We've got it in the Discord chat as well. We're
posting a lot on Instagram.
Yeah. We're more than happy to stop and say hi, even ride an attraction with Weekly Tears. So if you see us, please say hi. We'd love to meet you.
Well, I think the next time you guys will hear from us, we'll be back home.
Yeah.
Sad day. We will actually record while we're still in the park. So next week's discussion topic section should be us talking about what we did.
Yep.
What we talked about what our plans are, but we all know that sometimes what you plan is not what ends up happening. So we'll talk to you guys about what our thoughts on the Christmas parade were, the fireworks, of course, all the different food that we're going to eat.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have plenty to say about it. So hopefully all of our excitement and looking forward to certain things, hopefully things come through for us and it turns out to be as good as we hope they're going to be.
I'm sure.
And maybe
it will.
We'll be surprised and things will even be better than we hope they'll be, and that'll be amazing as well. So I guess live from the Disneyland Resort, hanging out, Columbia just went by us.
We're going to go out and enjoy the parks.
Right now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Disneyland has now ended its normal operating day. We hope you've enjoyed your visit to the Magic Kingdom and that you'll be back with us again soon.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.